Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, kings, you know, the ones who sit upon the throne, the ones who rule the land, kings are troublesome persons. They demand by their laws. They insist on obedience. They reward the friend and punish the enemy. They're a blessing to a people and a curse to a people. It seems that many times kings are troublesome persons. At the end of the book of Judges, the people cried out, "If we only had a king." For in those days, there was no king in Israel. What kind of king do we want? What kind of rule do we wish to live under? God's people have seen two kinds, ancient and eternal. The ancient Israelites wanted a king to judge them like the nations. The Israelites, they wanted to be like the nations and have a king who would judge them and fight their battles. God instructed the prophet Samuel to warn the people and to show them the ways of the king who shall rule over them. He will use your sons to protect himself in battle. He will use your daughters to be his personal bakers and cooks. He will tax your property to enrich his friends. He will take your property to advance the wealth of his servants. In summary, you will be the king's slaves. Israel's desire for a king was their rejection of God as their king. It did not matter that God had saved the Israelites from Egypt. The Israelites rejected God to be ruled by other gods. Yet it was God's purpose to give Israel a different kind of king, a king who would rule them with God's own mercy and grace. So God raised up David and said to him, "You shall shepherd my people Israel. You shall be prince over Israel." So God raised up a shepherd boy and made him to be king. God acts in such a manner. He exalts the humble. The kingdom of David would be blessed by the steadfast love of God, which would never depart from it. God acts in such a manner. He blesses the humble. The temple in Jerusalem would be a sign of this king and the place of God's everlasting blessing. Solomon shall build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne of his kingdom forever. God himself would be king over Israel. Even with all of that, in the days of Samuel, Israel repeatedly defiled the house of the Lord and God's holy name through idolatry and wickedness. And so God gave Israel wicked and idolatrous kings of the earth. Kings of that first kind, the kind that they had requested. He gave them over to be conquered by the kings of Assyria and by the kings of Babylon and eventually Rome. Still, from his people's slavery to earthly kings, God promised to act once more, to give them a king of that second kind. From humility of divine mercy, God would raise up a humble king. The humble king would come from a humble town.
"But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel."
And this humble king would be the true Davidic king.
"And he shall stand and shepherd God's flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God."
This humble king would bring peace, for he himself would be Israel's peace.
and Israel shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
He would come into his temple to purify his priests and his people. Through this humble king, God would again be God of a humble people. Here then is God's king of that second kind for you. Jesus is the new and humble Davidic king and eternal king, born in Bethlehem, the city of David.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
The sign of this king would be a
baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Yet this humble child is the reality of heavenly peace on earth. The angels of heaven announce this.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
The Davidic eternal king comes to his royal city and to his house as a humble king, riding upon the foal of a donkey. Yes, he is king, and he will judge his temple, and he will weep over the city's rejection. But he is that kind of king who will also be the sacrifice to save it. Jesus, the true Davidic king, will give himself into death as the true sacrifice. On that Friday that we call Good, he gave up his spirit. He suffered and died. He hung limp upon the cross as a sword was pierced into his side. He was dead. But death has no grip upon him, for in 3 days he rose. The tomb was empty, and Jesus appeared to many as 500 at once. Jesus, the true Davidic king, sacrificed himself. In his humble sacrifice, Jesus established a new temple and a new people. In his new temple, we are invited to worship God as a humble people. In faith and by the voice of a humble spirit, we join the Jerusalem throng of old, saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." What kind of king do we want? What kind of rule do we wish to live under? By faith, we know. So let us rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." We rejoice because Jesus is our King. Our King eternal. I tell you, if we were silent, the very stones would cry out. So let us rejoice. Now and always we rejoice, for behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, behold your King, your Davidic eternal King. Jesus has come, and he will come again. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.